one here today. We have a number of people that are visiting with us, and we're delighted that you've come our way. We trust and pray that as we study the Word of the Lord, good will be accomplished to the glory of God. Can Jesus Christ count on you? We have just had the reading, and the Bible tells us in Matthew chapter 26 that there was a man whose name was Peter. And Peter made the statement to the Lord, "Lord, you can count on me. Lord, it matters not whether I have to suffer physically, you can count on me." Paul, when he was writing in Philippians 4, verse 13, said, "I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me." That's what Peter needed. Peter needed that so very much. And I want to suggest to you this morning that Jesus knew about Peter. In the book of Luke, chapter 22, verses 31 through 32. And the Lord said, "Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat." Did you ever stop to think about the fact that Simon was the great apostle, that he became a great follower of Christ? He was following the Lord now. And he was convinced in his mind that, and I think he was very sincere in it, that he really was willing to give up everything to follow after Christ. But Jesus knew something about Peter, like he knows about us. And the Bible says, "Peter, the devil wants you. The devil desires you. The devil really is going to sift you as wheat. But, Peter, I want you to remember something. I have prayed for thee." You know what, friends? When you know that the Lord Jesus Christ is praying for you, you've got someone in direct connection with God. And Jesus said to Peter, "I prayed for you that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren." Many in the Bible thought they were very strong, like Peter. "Lord, I'm ready. I'm ready to suffer with you." In Matthew 26, Peter goes a step further. And Peter says, "Lord, though all men shall be offended because of you, I will never be offended." And I think he was really sincere. Jesus said, "I tell you, this very night before the rooster crows, you will deny me three times." "Peter, Lord, I'm ready to go with you even to prison and to death." Luke 22, 33. John 13, 37, "Lord," Peter said, "why can't I follow you? I will lay down my life for you." Peter was saying, "Lord, you count on me." But you know and I know that Peter, Jesus knew this about Peter, that he would fail Jesus. He knew that Peter was a good man. He was. And Jesus knew that Peter had shown great interest in helping his work. He had fished with him. He had walked upon the water with him, Peter had with Christ. And he knew that Peter was very sincere. But he also knew something about him. That is, that the devil wanted him, and the devil was going to put a lot for him to be before him, try to trick him. And guess what? Peter failed. Yes, he did. Jesus said, "You're going to deny me, Peter, before the rooster crows tonight. You'll deny me three times." And he did exactly that. Can this same man stand up and say, "Well, you know what? I don't even know this man." And then somebody else comes and says, "Surely he is a disciple. I am not one of his disciples." And then he approached again. The Bible says he began to curse and says, I don't know him. And then the rooster crew. Peter learned something about himself that night. He learned he could fall. He learned that he did fall. And he learned it's not a comfortable thing. It hurts when you hurt the Lord. What was his problem? Was it overconfident? Peter found out, number one, don't listen to Satan as he told others, as I did. He listened. And the Bible tells us that the power of Satan is great. Adam and Eve, what did they do? The same thing, they listened. The devil wants people. He wants good people. He wants you. He wants me. He didn't get Job, did he? And after Peter is converted, he didn't get Peter again. He didn't get Paul. No wonder we find that Peter is telling, giving us advice. And he says, don't be like me. I did fall. I failed. And Peter said, don't go to sleep like I did. You remember in the Garden of Gethsemane where Jesus told his disciples that he was in great agony. He took Peter and James and John, and then he went a little further and he fell down and he poured out his heart to God. And you hear Jesus saying, God, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. And the Bible tells us that he came out, and guess what? There's Peter, James, and John. They're asleep. And Jesus says, what, could you not wait with me for an hour? And you find the expression, awake, thou. Talking to us as children of God in 1 Corinthians 15:34. And Jesus answers the question as to why many become sleepy in the kingdom of God. The Bible tells us in Matthew chapter 26, verse 41, watching. For the spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Don't go to sleep like Peter. Number three, you can't be effective by following afar off like I did, Peter said. Whenever they came and got Jesus, and the Bible says that Peter, he follows Jesus, but he's afar off. He's away from him. And he stumbles and falls and he fails. A lot of people, good folks, try to keep their distance. They follow Jesus. But Peter would say, look, get closer to Christ. Draw near to God and he will draw near unto you. We need him. All of us do. Fourthly, let me suggest to you, Peter, he knew the pressure of knowing that you might get killed too if you're one of his disciples. What would that do to you? What would it do to me? To know if we stood up and say, I believe that I am a Christian. You remember some of the cases that we've heard about people been killing others and walked in and asked this young lady, are you a Christian? What did she say? Her answer is, I am a Christian. And he shot her, a young lady. God, can you count on me? Would I stand up and say, I'm a Christian? I believe in Jesus Christ. Peter denied him. He didn't just deny him. He denied him once, twice, three times. He was a follower of Jesus. Would I do the same? Peter's saying, don't let the pressure of the crowd scare you. Just remember that God has made a promise. And that promise is, I'll be with you in Matthew 28, verses 18 through 20. Jesus said, all power hath been given to me in heaven and earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations. Baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you. Lo, I'm with you always. Can we hear that? Do we listen? Are our ears and hearts open? It matters not where. It matters not what we have to go through. Just remember. And Peter is saying, don't let the pressure, fear, the crowd, do to you what did to me. Deny the Lord Jesus Christ. But you know what? He was a great man, but he had to do something too. He had to be converted. He had to change. The man that was trying to convert others, the man who later does convert many, he himself had to repent. Why, the Bible tells us that after the rooster crowed, the Bible says that Peter went out and Peter wept. And Peter wept bitterly. And I want to take you to the point and hope you remember it. He didn't let it last for another day. When the rooster crew, he knew he was wrong. He had denied the Lord. And now then, what does he do? He makes a change in his life that he sticks to it for the rest of his life. He waits. He shows sorrow. Wept before the Lord. And I want to tell you something, friends. That means me as a preacher. That means you as a Christian. We may preach to others, and Paul writes about this. In 1 Corinthians 9, verse 27, he said, I buffet my body and I bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I preach to others, I myself should be a castaway. You mean a preacher? A preacher that preaches the gospel, how many of you know? A preacher that delivered many wonderful gospel sermons. And later in their lives, they gave up. They did exactly like Peter, except they didn't change. They didn't repent. And they go down the rest of the days of their lives, separate and apart from the Lord. But when thou art converted, you strengthen the brethren. Yes, brethren need to be strengthened. Peter could do it because he'd gone through denying the Lord and he could tell people what it was like. And he wrote 1 and 2 Peter. And what a tremendous thing to have it. One thing we must never forget is that Jesus told Peter something. What was it that Jesus told Peter? Well, Jesus told Peter, I know when I have prayed for you. He did what? I want you to remember something. I want you to remember I, Jesus, said I, Peter, have prayed for you. And you know why, my friend? Jesus prays for you. And Jesus prays for me. Why, in John chapter 17, verses 20 and 21, neither pray I for these alone, but for all them that believe in me through thy word, that they all may be one, even as thou art, God, in me. That the world may know that thou hast sent me. And I never noticed that before. What he's really saying is, to his apostles first, I prayed for you. But I haven't only prayed for you, I've prayed for all them that believe on me, the ones that are standing firmly for me, I have prayed for you. Tremendous. No wonder Peter, when he was converted, Peter therefore strengthened the brethren. Number one, he tells us the truth. When I was studying and I was thinking about this particular point, to be able to get up and say John 8, verse 32, and you shall know the truth and the truth shall make you free, Proverbs 23, buy the truth and sell it not, to remember how that God says through His Son, sanctify them through thy truth, thy word is truth, John 17, verse 17. Peter did what? In the book of Acts, chapter 4 and chapter 5, we find specifically there where Peter was put into prison because he had told those people who were in authority when they told him, you must not speak in the name of Jesus. You know what he said? The Bible says that Peter said, it might be all right for you. You may think that's what we ought to do, but let me tell you this. We're going to speak what we know and we have heard. He told the truth. He said we must obey God rather than man. And in the first sermon, he makes that clear. The people who had killed Christ, the people who had crucified our Lord, in Acts chapter 2 and verse 36, Peter said, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made that same Jesus whom ye have crucified both Lord and Christ. Peter was telling them what? He was telling them the truth. Number two, he'll tell you that's not always easy when you're a Christian. There are hardships, there's sorrows, there's struggles, there's temptations. Peter wants us to be aware. In 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 3, according as His divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of Him that hath called us to virtue and glory, whereby are given to us exceeding great and precious promises. Peter's saying, you've got something to help you. Peter is assuring us through his word that we today can make it. Why? Yes, there are hardships. Yes, we must fight the good fight. Because you see, that promise that God has made to us, I'll be with you. Peter wants us to be reminded about the mercy, the kindness, the loving suffering, the long suffering of our Lord Jesus Christ. In 2 Peter 3 and verse 9, the Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness, but is long suffering to us, we're not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. He's so long suffering, so good to us. Some of you will remember Brother Granville Tyler. Brother Tyler, I thought, was a tremendously good preacher. Enjoyed hearing him speak. I remember how that Brother Tyler would tell various examples in his own life about people. People that would sometimes come to him and tell him, Brother Tyler, just can't make it. I just can't make it. What shall I do? I've got all these problems and my family is a mess. And I can remember Brother Tyler coming back to them. But dear sister or brother, whoever he's talking to, you can't make it by yourself, but you can make it with the help of the Lord. Where was the strength that Paul says that we have? Philippians 4 verse 13, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Remind people. Let them know that God is going to be with you, strengthen you, and help you. Tell them about the promises that God has made. Now that's one thing that Peter wanted to be very clear. He said, according to His divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of Him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us. Peter, what are you saying? God's given us something. What has He given us? He's given us promises. What are these promises? The promises that when you fear Him, put your trust in Him, that God will be with you. No wonder you can go back to the Old Testament, Proverbs 3, 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all of thine heart. Lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways, in all thy ways, not in some of thy ways, but in all thy ways, acknowledge Him. Why? Because He'll be with you. No wonder we read in the book of Hebrews chapter 13, where He tells us there to put our trust and confidence in God. And the emphasis is placed again and again in the Bible upon these promises. And when Jesus told His disciples, I'll be with you, that ought to be enough. In Romans chapter 5, 8 and 9, though He were a Son, He was the Son of God. God commended this love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more than being justified by His blood, we shall be saved from wrath through Him. And I was thinking about the song that I've been told that was in the books, that the old song books, and some of you might be able to remember it, but it was a song about the promise. I know the promise of God is true. The chorus of that song is this. 'Tis true, oh yes, 'tis true. God's wonderful promise is true. For I've trusted and tested and tried it. And I know God's promise is true. Peter, you failed the Lord, yes. Peter, what'd you do with the rest of your life? I corrected it. I got up and I moved on. And I served the Lord. And history tells us, before He Himself was hung up on the cross, He begged them to crucify Him upside down because He wasn't worthy to die as a Jesus. That's what history says. Peter was a great man. Many of you are great people. We want to be good people. The devil wants you. Just like He wanted Peter. Don't ever think that you can't fail. You can, but thank God. When we walk with Him and do His will, God will be with us. And surely we know that His promise is true. Because God's promises never fail. We find the failure of Peter given to us in the Word of God for a reason. And that reason is that you and I may try to do our very best not ever to deny the Lord. In Matthew 16:24, Jesus said, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross and follow me. Will you do that this morning? Will you this morning, if you've never obeyed the gospel of Jesus, won't you listen to Christ? Won't you believe in Him? Repent of your sins, confess Him, and this morning be baptized for the remission of your sins. Here is water, what does hinder you to be baptized? And if you're a child of God, you haven't lived faithfully in the service of the Lord, won't you this morning do like Peter? Yes, you can weep over your sins as you repent and ask God to help you to do better. And we'll be glad to help you and assist you in any way. And the question in conclusion is, can Jesus count on you? Can He count on me? If you're subject in any way to His invitation this morning, won't you obey Him while together you stand?